Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Wednesday, because we'll tell you next on the Real Niagara Radio. Weatherman says showers in the forecast for the next couple of days. Thunderstorms possibly tonight with the overnight lows in the mid-50s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of more rain. Daytime high temperatures in the lower 70s. And on Thursday night, showers likely again. A chance of rain overnight. Lows around 50. Topping Wednesday's local news, a disturbance at Niagara Towers at 901 Cedar Avenue yesterday resulted in one of the residents there being arrested. Police said that a woman was sitting at the facility drinking some water when a woman now identified as Jessica Ortiz approached her and for no reported reason began yelling, then grabbed the water bottle out of her hand and poured it over her head. These two women then began to argue when Ortiz allegedly pulled out a large knife and threatened the woman with it. Some bystanders who witnessed the event were able to take Ortiz to the ground and get the knife away from her. Police were called and reportedly found the knife near Ortiz and charged her with menacing with a weapon and with criminal possession of a weapon. No injuries were reported in connection with that incident. And police said while Ortiz was being booked, officers noticed her allegedly putting something into her bra. After she was searched, police said they found a screwdriver and then slapped Ortiz with an additional charge of bringing contraband into the city jail. Police said after they took Ortiz into custody, they attempted to interview the witnesses at the original fight, but those bystanders had all scattered and couldn't be located. Now Ortiz is scheduled to face the charges at a later date in city court. And the reason for the original confrontation was not known. More local news on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies where their priority is you. They cater to your every needs because they value you as a customer. It's called the personal touch that you don't find in some of those big corporate drugstores. But you will at Wellness Park and the Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. They're locally owned and operated, and if you'd like to switch your prescriptions over to them for free home delivery, just give them a call, 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies, locally owned and locally operated, and they show it. In other local news, at Walmart on Military Road, a man attempting to leave the store with a number of items without paying for them was stopped. Police reported that Lance Carter, who listed no permanent address, was then charged in the case with petty larceny. Security at the store said Carter attempted to leave with $447 worth of stolen goods. He was issued an appearance ticket and then was released to appear at a later date in city court. Another shoplifting arrest logged in the city yesterday, this one at the 7-Eleven store at 15th and Pine. Authorities there said a male left the store with a number of goods, and officers working on a description of that suspect said they located him at 11th and Ashland Avenue. He was brought back to the store for positive identification and was listed as Zachary Krogan of Walmore Road, a person reported frequently arrested for shoplifting. Officers said Krogan reportedly admitted to the theft and was then charged with petty larceny. Krogan, as expected, was released on an appearance ticket and was accused this time of taking $77 worth of stolen goods from the 7-Eleven. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now, if you're having problems with a home appliance, a stove, refrigerator, washer, or dryer, you want a repairman who is experienced, who's reasonable, and who's honest. Well, if you look up those qualifications, you'll probably find Chris Moore's picture, because he's the local repairman who's all those things. 44 years experience, only charges a $35 service call plus parts and labor. And he's an honest repairman. He won't fix something that doesn't need fixing. In fact, he's so honest, if your appliance is not worth putting money into, he'll tell you not to fix it and go buy a new one. That's the kind of repairman you want. So put his number on your cell phone, because you never know when you'll need him. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio on Wednesday, just after 2 o'clock. A collision at 2711 Niagara Road sent Burkle's volunteers to the scene. Authorities report possible injuries at that collision. About 10 minutes earlier, a pileup on Saunders Settlement Road at the Walmart Road, with two vehicles colliding with one striking a utility pole. Unknown injuries at that collision, and both those accidents are under investigation. Earlier on Wednesday, Town of Niagara volunteers from Niagara Active Hose reported to the Fashion Outlet Mall for a fire on a utility pole in their lot. No injuries were reported there, and the fire department and National Grid quickly took care of the situation. Yesterday, we told you first about two major announcements from the Office of District Attorney Brian Seaman. He reported that an area man, 59-year-old Darian Cotton, was sentenced to spend the next 19 years in prison following his guilty plea on the crime of assault in the first degree that occurred back in January of 2024 when he reportedly struck a cashier at a service station several times in the head during a robbery. That happened at the Getty Mart at 63rd and Buffalo Avenue. That cashier was seriously injured and was found lying unconscious under the counter, bleeding heavily from the head, after being hit in the head several times with a hammer by Cotton. She was rushed to ECMC for treatment and is still reported recovering from the incident. D.A. Seaman credited the Niagara Falls Police with investigating and helping to bring that case to trial. And also from the D.A.'s office that we told you about first yesterday, a 33-year-old Niagara Falls man, Brandon Wall, was found guilty in court of aggravated cruelty to animals and criminal mischief in the second degree. He was convicted of strangling a puppy that belonged to his significant other. Now Wall faces up to 7 years in prison when he returns to court to be sentenced by Judge Carolyn Witazek. And finally, Niagara County Fire Coordinator John Schultz, along with county legislators David Godfrey and Chris McKimmy, took part in an event Tuesday hosted by the Firefighters Association of the State of New York, or FASNY. It was in support of their recruitment and retention campaign, Recruit New York. That event was hosted at the Frontier Fire Hall in Wheatfield, with Schultz and FASNY leadership addressing the critical need for recruitment to the volunteer fire service. Schultz said the current state of recruitment is a challenge, and he said it's not a new one. And he said they're always looking for new recruits for the volunteer fire and emergency medical services. And he cited increasing call volumes and time demands made on personnel that continues to make the volunteer fire service hard to staff. Schultz says in Niagara County, the tradition of becoming a volunteer is still strong, but is under pressure. And he said the volunteer fire service must do a better job at telling their story. And he explained they're looking for men and women with a commitment to serve, to learn, and to lead, and to be a part of something bigger than themselves. We talked with Jonathan Schultz today, who told us that recruitment for the volunteer service is an ongoing enrollment, and that applications for the service are at an all-time low. He said that officials looking into the recruitment problems are even investigating the possibility of offering a nominal compensation for volunteers, with some funds now available for some of the training needed to be qualified to serve. Schultz says if you think you might want to volunteer, you can find more information online at fireinyou.org. Or he said to check out opportunities in your area by stopping by any of the fire halls in your vicinity. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, the Links of Niagara is still open for you to practice on their pro golf simulators at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in downtown Niagara Falls, where parking for golfers is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you could hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by clicking the local news tab on our station after refreshing your browser. And for even more convenience, our news is featured daily on Facebook when you enter niagararadio.net in their search bar. It's real local news, unbiased, fair, and free, and heard here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.